Pesachim Perak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Ha'echel Trumas Chametz BePesach. Somebody eats Truma that's Chametz on Pesach, so it had to have become, the Mefarshim explained, Truma before Pesach, because if something's already Chametz, since it's not Royal Achila, it can't become Truma. B'Shogeg, he didn't know it was Truma. And the Rav explains, even if he knew for sure it's Chametz, he had no idea it was Truma. Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. So he pays the Keren and the Chomesh. The Chomesh is there, as we know, as like a Kapara. And why is it that he pays the Keren and the Chomesh? How is that possible? Because Chometz on Pesach has absolutely no value. So he didn't damage anything. So the Teretz is that when you're paying a Keren and the Chomesh of Truma, it's not because you ruined something that has value. It's Dafka because it's a Dover Haroi Lios Kodesh. It's only because you ate Truma. Lav Dafka that you're paying back money. You're just paying back something that's Roy Lios Kodesh. Because you're supposed to actually pay back with fruit and the fruit becomes Truma. So you're not going after value. So it's nothing to do with the fact that it had value or not. The pshat is that you ate truma b'shogeg. So you pay back, even though this truma had no value. Because it's chametz and it's asr ba'ano. B'mezid, however, if you ate it b'mezid, that you knew it was truma, so now there's no karen and chomesh. Potter mitashlumim, umidmei etzim. So he's potter from paying him back. Because now he's like a gazlan, or a regular mazik. And the Rav explains that even if he was shogeg on the chametz part, because now we have a concept of kol haloikin ein mishalmin. So there's no malchus by shogeg. Nevertheless, you still don't pay. Even though you just did it by shogeg and would not have gotten malchus on the chametz, he still doesn't pay. Why not? Because in this case, now that it's b'mezid, it's not pshat that it's because of kapara anymore. Now it's just a hezik. And the teretz is what were you mazik? It has no value because it's chametz. So you're not going to be paying Karen Mechomesh on the Truma because the Truma had no value. It wasn't worth anything because it was Asher Bahana. Umidmei Eitzim, and if the Rav explains, if this was Truma Temeya, where normally there is a value of Truma that's Tamei, because you're allowed to use Truma that's Tamei, you're allowed to burn it, like oil of Truma that's Tamei, and you're allowed to have Hanah from it. Because here, like the Rav explains, since he did it B'mezid, and he destroyed Truma B'mezid, he's like every other Gazlan, and he does not pay the Karen and the Chomesh, like we've said. He only pays ma'os, the value, and there's no value because it's chametz, so it has no worth. And it's also asr ba'ana. You're not allowed to even have any benefit, even to burn things with it. You didn't make the guy lose at all, so that's why you're pater also from the demei etzim.